Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Consultant Mark Sudmir calling in from Missouri. Just guys, listen, it's 2 weeks to ambition. It feels like almost 5 days to ambition. I can't wait for our ambition to start. This is the first in-person ambition. We had last year one that was a mixed one, but this year it's only going to be in person, and I cannot wait to get down to Dallas. I know the gentleman that we have tonight, he will tell you a lot about how to get people down to ambition. He is the recipient of the Peer Energy Award. He's also the recipient of multiple five-star wins. So he has won 3 5-stars. He's also received the honor of top 50 income earner in Ambit Energy 3 years in a row. So guys, this gentleman is not to be somebody you don't want to, you know, you got to take notes for this guy. Guys, he has been on the cover of the Success Magazine. He is also the EC Power Team winner for 2019. That means that he has taken the most number of consultants in Ambit to Dallas. And they appeared. They showed up. They attended Ambition. So, guys, without further ado, I'm going to introduce this gentleman. He's been a friend of mine for the last few years. I met him and became really good friends with him in Bahamas at a 5-star. And we shared some fish together. We had dinners together. Him and his wife are just absolute, you know, salt of the earth, wonderful people. Guys, without further ado, this is executive consultant, Mr. Roberto Martinez. Robert, are you there, sir?
I am. Thank you, Mir. And, you know,
Thank you, sir.
It's so good to hear all those things. You know, I've been in Ambit for 6 years, and I don't think I've ever been on this call, on a Sunday night call. And it just really, really got me excited when you called me, and I was just super pumped up of just being here, because I've always been on this call, you know, when Brian had it, and, you know, it was always like a tradition to get on the call on Sunday night. So, you know, just being here is really, really exciting.
So we're excited to hear from you today, sir. Robert, would you mind telling us how you got exposed to Ambit Energy? So 6 years ago,
yeah.
Who introduced you, or how did you get started in it, sir?
You know, Ambit started in 2006, right? So, you know, and the reason I go back that far is because I was actually introduced to Ambit in 2008, and I didn't take it. I didn't even sign up. I just said no. I mean, I was like, no, I'm not interested. My uncle came from Houston, all the way from Houston to Dallas, to introduce me to another business, right? But then he told me, but there's another business that we're also doing. It's energy, and you know, and I said, no, I'm not. I'm too busy with what I'm doing, because I work in construction. So, you know, then in 2013, my sister-in-law, Aide, which is a national consultant now, she got into business, and she introduced us to Ambit, and we again said, no, it wasn't our time, I guess. I don't know. I do kick myself in the butt for not joining in 2008, not joining in 2013, but then it took 3 years, and we saw all the wonderful things that she was getting, all the wonderful things that she was doing. You know, she joined the business, and then, you know, all of a sudden she stopped working and she started just doing Ambit, and we started seeing all her achievements. And I was like, well, golly, you know, I'm over here at work, and I call my wife, and she's having, you know, breakfast with my wife, or, you know, or they'll be having coffee. And I'm like, so what does she do that, you know, makes enough money for her to be home? And it was Ambit Energy. So all of a sudden my wife one day tells me, hey, I just signed up to Ambit. And this was January 2016. And I just said, you know what, I'm too busy. You know, I'm not going to even touch it. And it still took us 9 months. And this is very important, what I'm about to do, or what I'm about to say, is that we signed up January 2016. And it still took me about 8 to 9 months before I actually did something. And the reason I did something is because I went to Ambition. My wife had bought 2 tickets, or, you know, she signed up to go to Ambition. She bought 2 tickets, of course, because I was going to go. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to go, but she made me go, you know, because she saw that I was real tired all the time. You know, working in construction is not easy. You know, you have to have, you know, 5 to 6 jobs to, you know, going at the same time in order to make ends meet. And, you know, she always said, hey, you could be good at this business. You could, and I didn't understand anything about it. I didn't understand nothing. But when she took me to Ambition, I got to hear from the owners of the company. I got to see the top 50 income earners. I got to see the people in yellow jackets. I got to see so many people so happy and hey, how you doing? And, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, wow, I was just starstruck because, you know, my job was totally different. I was in remodeling. I was always dusty and dirty. And, you know, these people over here are, you know, real nice, dressed up and everything. And I said, I got to really look into this. I got to learn this business. So it was January 2016 that we signed up. We were introduced to it in 2008. Then in 2013, we finally signed up in 2016. So I said, well, I just have a lot of catching up to do. And, you know, I took it in. I took it in and I took it serious. That, you know, I was basically, my friend Peter Luda always says, ignorance on fire. And that's what I was. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was talking. And I was showing the plan and I was showing the video. And this is back at the beginning when I first started. And I was watching videos. I was watching YouTube videos. I got to, you know, I was watching when the Ambitions before on YouTube. I was so motivated that I was going to do something big in this company. And, you know, Mir, that's how we got introduced to this business. And it's all about, you know, some people might take it serious at the beginning, but if you don't motivate yourself, if you don't show up to the presentations, if you don't plug into the calls, the motivation's only going to last 2 to 3 days. So you have to keep doing something. You know, it's like having a restaurant. If you close your doors at a restaurant, you're not going to make any money. So same thing with Ambit. If you don't do something for your business every day, you're not going to make any money. You're not going to make it. You're not going to meet any new prospects because you're closed for business. You have to be open every day, especially with this business, and tell everybody about it, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Robert, I mean, it's amazing how your story. I didn't know that you were related to Aida.
My wife's sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome, sir. That is fantastic. So I can see why she's more successful now. It's because of you. So anyway, I'm going to ask you a few questions about, you know, the 6 years. You've had a storybook success. You've won multiple 5 stars. You were a top 50 income earner 3 times in a row, Peer Energy Award winner, EC Power Team, and even more. And how much of this, Robert, did you plan? And how much, I mean, it's a tricky question. So how much of it did you plan, and how much did you just grow into it?
I didn't plan anything, Mayor. I just, every year that Ambition came up, I was like, well, okay, so the first Ambition, I was up in the stands, you know, up, you know, where, you know, way up high, because that was the first Ambition that I went, and I didn't know anybody, and I was just like, I guess I can sit here. I don't know. Maybe I can. I don't know. You know, I didn't know anyone. And, you know, I said, by next year, I got to be a little bit lower. And I got to bring some more people. I got to have people here. So the next year, we were already senior consultants. And the next year, we were a little bit lower of the stands. You know, we got there early, and I had a team of about 25 people there, you know, watching Ambition with us. And I was a senior consultant. And I got to listen, you know, about all the awards and everything. I was like, you know, and it's like, you don't plan it. You know, you're just like, gosh, what's it going to take for me to be up there? What's it going to take for me to win that award? What are we going to do? What do I have to do? You know, and you just work hard all year, because Ambition's like the Super Bowl, or Ambition's, you know, like, I guess the Oscars, you know, your production of the whole year, you know, and then, you know, you're going to get qualified, or you're going to get awarded, you know, something, whether it's sitting on the floor of Ambition, you know, on the floor as an executive consultant, whether it's the EC parade, whether your name is being called out because you're part of the EC Power Team, you know, you're part of the top 10, you know. And I was like, I can accomplish those, because those are pretty easy. when I, if you become an EC, you're always on the floor. If you become, if you're an EC, you're going to be in the EC parade, you know? So if, you know, top 10 EC power team, well, all I have to do is just get my whole team to sign up to Ambition. And I think that's pretty easy. The hard ones were, you know, the pure energy, you know, or winning the EC power team or being top 50 income earner. I had to do extra work. I had to work even harder to accomplish those. So it was little accomplishments that took me to those levels to win those awards, right? You know, and you know, I love to play baseball. I played baseball all my life. And I remember when I was a little kid and I was in Little League, and you know, my dad said, "Hey, don't worry about it. Next year you're gonna be even better." And the next year came around and I did better things. And then he's like, "Watch, wait till next year. You're gonna be even better." And every year it was, I was getting better and better. And that stuck to me. You know, so many things can change in 1 year. So many things. So every year I try to do something better. And every year I always say, "Hey, in a year from now, we're gonna be at this level." Or in a year from now, not even, it doesn't have to be about Ambit, but it could be about your personal life, your family. By next year, we're going to be in a better place. By next year, we're going to do something amazing, you know? And it's like every year, always looking forward to the future, never the past. The past is already gone. Today is a new day for you to accomplish something, whether you start today and you write the date down, and next year, you know, you're going to be in that place that you wrote down. You know, it just happens that way. And, you know, so to answer your question, Mir, I didn't really, there was no plan to getting these awards or being there. It was just working hard because next year I'm going to be better. And that's my mentality. Next year it's going to be a better year. And that's the way we've taken our business, not just that, but with our team too. Next year, we're going to have a bigger team, and next year we're going to have a bigger team. So it's been fun. It's been, you know, it's been very educational as well, you know, and everything that we have accomplished and the income that we make, you know, is good. But the most important thing that Ambit has done for me and for my family is my mindset. It changed my mindset. It completely changed it. It really did. Mir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's absolutely. Guys, there's a huge lesson in what Roberto is just talking about, is that next year, it's the philosophy that keeps people in network marketing, engaged in network marketing year after year after year. You hear of people who've been in companies 30, 40 years. It's always exactly what Robert just mentioned. Guys, it's the dream, the hope, the goal, to go at a better stage, at a bigger place than where he is, and this is so powerful. I'm getting chills just listening to this. So, guys, I hope you're understanding what he's talking about. Robert, I was going to ask you, I mean, you went through a couple of years, 2.5 years of obstacles with this, you know, pandemic, and how did you, but you still grew. You hit the top 50 again last year and then the year before, and this year you hit top 50 again. How are you growing a team during this, you know, when it's off
year
for a lot of people?
It hasn't been easy. I mean, you know, you know, I'm still talking to a lot of people. I still go on my phone and ask the people that said no at the beginning, and said, "Hey, you ready?" And they're like, "Oh, I don't know." I was like, "Well, this is what I've accomplished." So I show them by proof. You know, I basically let them know, "Hey, look, well, I've already done this. I've been on 5 stars. I've been, you know, we moved. You know, we live in a different place. You know, maybe you and I can become a team. You know, you can be part of our team." So a lot of the stuff that happened during the pandemic, a lot of people were out of work. So there was a lot of time that you can send them the video, get them on a Zoom. The Zooms blew up. I mean, Zoom video blew up. So it was like, "Hey, here's a Zoom presentation. Just get on it." And you know, I think a lot of the stuff was because I kept pushing and I kept persuading them, "Hey, you know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you with this business. You're not alone. This business is not a walk in the park where you sign up, you're going to become a millionaire. No, not at all. You know, this business is not even about exaggerating, because I'm not exaggerating. If I tell you what I've done and what I'm doing, I can prove it to you because we've worked hard. And you know, I remember one time we moved, you know, from our house that we lived 15 years, and we moved to another town, Waxahachie, which is about 35 minutes away from downtown. Really not that far. And I remember we were selling some mattresses on OfferUp. I put them on OfferUp, and some guy called me, "Hey, you guys still have them?" I'm like, "Yeah." You know, it was a kid's, it was a twin mattress or whatever, and, you know, they came to the house, and, you know, I was like, "What?" I told my wife, "Watch. There's something, I don't know, but when I talked to this guy sounded like he likes to do, you know, business, or he's I don't know who he is, I don't know him, but watch, I'm going to let him know about the opportunity." So the guy came to the house, and, you know, him and his wife, and they own a moving company, and I started talking to him about Ambit and what I've done, and how it retired me from construction, and then how we were, you know, we were in the middle or in the process of building our home, and I talked to him so much, you know, he asked questions and all that stuff, that at the end of our conversation, I was like, "Hey, so are you ready to sign up? Are you ready to be on our team?" He's like, "Yes, sir." So right there and then, I got my phone and I signed him up. And as soon as they left, I told my wife, "I still got it." I still got it. So at that time, the pandemic was at its height, where you couldn't go out, you couldn't do anything. I mean, you had to wear a mask all the time. And this guy came to the house, and, you know, of course, everybody was being cautious and all that stuff. But, you know, it had been at least a couple of weeks since I signed up consultant, just because I couldn't go out and talk to these people, right? So, but this guy signed up, and he brought me a couple of people and stuff. And then, you know, the pandemic was really hard on our new consultant. You know, but only the strong survive. Only the strong people are still in Ambit. Only the strong people are going to continue to be in Ambit. You know, so if, you know, there's so many people that are going to give up along the way, and all you have to do is just say next and forget about them. You know, go to the next one. The next one needs your full attention. The next one needs you to be as excited when you first join the business. Amir?
Yes, sir. Wow, that is so powerful. Yeah, if you cannot go see the consultant, sign up the guy who wants to come and buy stuff from you. Wow, this
That's
is
right.
so good.
So he basically...
You still
so,
got it.
Only
you
that,
still have it, sir.
You know what? Not only that, he signed up. He bought these mattresses for $80, and then he spent another $110 or $13 to become a consultant. Then we went out and we got 4 customers, and it was a triple bonus. So just by him coming over to the house, he gave me $80. Of course, he spent $100 and something. He got his money back because he got a $300 bonus check, and then we got a $945 bonus, you know, for the 4
wow.
customers. So
awesome.
I play around with those numbers like that, and I always look at somebody as a potential consultant, somebody that's going to do something big. And not only that, I was like, hey, if I'm buying, sometimes I'll buy something from someone, and I'll put him in as a consultant. I talk to him about the business. I show him the plan. I show him what we do. I love to show people, you know. And, you know, here's one phrase that I learned a long time ago. People are going to buy. They're going to buy on emotions and feelings. They're going to buy because of you. Because of your emotions and your feelings towards them. That's why they're going to sign up. They're not going to sign up because they think they're going to do it because they like you, because they're seeing you in, you know, your enthusiasm. So always think that people are going to buy on emotions and feelings.
Yes, sir. I just wrote that down. This is powerful. Robert, I was going to ask you, you know, you've retired from construction. I mean, that was your profession, but Ambit has bought you some time freedom, and you've got some changes, of course, that came with it, with the family life. And how is your level of happiness, sir? I mean, overall happiness with with life now. Can you tell us what has AMBA done for you in that sense?
Oh yeah, I mean it's amazing. I mean, I was in construction working so many hours and, you know, so stressed out, you know, and trying to make ends meet because I had a big payroll. I had about 7-8 guys that worked for me, and making payroll for them every week was not easy. And sometimes I would work so hard and I made a good check and all that check would go to my guys and materials. And I wouldn't stay with anything. So being in AMBIT, and it wasn't at the beginning. The beginning was very stressful. The beginning was like, gosh, is this going to work? I mean, is it really going to work? Are we really going to be, you know, at that happy place or that happy level, you know, where you have income coming in, where you can put food on the table from the money that's coming in from AMBIT. You know, at the very beginning, it was that stressful. It was hard. It was stressful with my job, and it was stressful through AMBIT. But, you know, it's like I said before, only the strong survive. We stayed with it, you know. And to answer your question, Mir, about, you know, the level of happiness, I mean, gosh, I mean, I don't know if you ever been so happy. You catch yourself smiling sometimes. You know, you might be driving, and even if the radio's off, you know, you're brainstorming and you're thinking and you're like, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I mean, I have a happy face. What's going on, you know? Why? You know, because I'm either coming home to see my family or I'm going to pick up my kids. I get to pick up my kids every day, guys. Every day. Every day I get to pick them up. Every day I get to take them to school. And every day I'm here with them. You know, my friend Peter Luda, one thing that stuck to me that he said, I am watching my kids grow. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm watching my girls grow. It's an amazing feeling that AMBIT has given this, you know, level of happiness to me. It's brought me home. It's brought me back home. And, you know, we don't even plan things. We just say, what do I want to do today? Well, let's go. Especially when the kids were in summer, you know, during the summer, what should we do today? Well, let's go here. Let's go there. Okay, let's go. Without having to know that, you know, that I had to do a job somewhere or that I had to clock in to work somewhere. You know, so sometimes it's, you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself on the arm to see if I'm actually living the life that I'm living. You know, because it was not in our plan that when I married my wife that I was going to be this happy. You know, it was work hard, come home, go to sleep, next day, work hard all day, be away from home, be away from the kids. You know, that's the way it was for about, you know, at least, you know, 13 years until we joined AMBIT Energy. And I'm not saying that we joined AMBIT Energy and AMBIT Energy took all the way, because one thing that I don't like to do is exaggerate. You know, when you exaggerate, you know, you lose your potential people because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen that you're going to sign up and, oh, my gosh, look at me now. No, it's going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of courage, and it's going to take a lot of hard work. And I can assure you that it's not going to take 40 years. It's going to take, you know, 4 to 6 years to accomplish something huge in AMBIT. You know, because some people will work 40 years to really live off of 40% of their income, you know, and they work all, their whole life. At least in AMBIT, you can say that in 5 or 6 years, you can create a residual that can probably eliminate most of your bills. And that's what you have to do, is learn to live with the residual that can take care of all your bills. Not a residual that's going to make you rich every single month, because, you know, I'm probably not there yet. The bonus checks help, and the residual, oh my gosh, when the residual hits and a bonus check hits, you know, it's, you know, I'm a happy person. You know, but we're not done yet. We're still working, and we're still working hard. So the level of happiness is totally 100%. I mean, 160 degrees, you know. I don't think we have a dull moment, especially with my kids. I have a 17-year-old, I have a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and they're all girls. So I'm glad that I'm home. I'm glad that I can be with them, especially because they're girls. And I get to take them anywhere I want. Amir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. What a powerful testimony to the power of this business. And you know, you're blessed with a wonderful family, Robert. I mean, I see if anyone follows Robert, guys, just look at his pictures. He's always smiling. He's always happy. But this super busy guy keeps his schedule and has time to be a wonderful father and a wonderful husband. Guys, I can't tell you enough, you know, how much I admire and respect you, Robert, because of this. Guys, I also want to ask you, Robert, about the curveballs that you've faced. You know, you're a baseball player. You know all about curveballs. Yeah. So what kind of difficulties did you face or overcome on your path to success in AMBIT?
You know, I think the hardest thing to overcome is when somebody you feel that has a lot of potential loses interest in AMBIT. You know, somebody that has a lot of potential, that you see the potential, you're like, man, you would do great in AMBIT. And they start doing the business, and then all of a sudden they just fall off and they stop doing the business. Those are the curveballs that I feel like, gosh, if they would have just stuck with it, if they would have been in the business or still be in the business, they would have done we would have done wonderful things. You know, other things like raids, and I don't even pay attention to that. I remember a leader in AMBIT, he used to say, don't worry about the raids. You know, that's something that you cannot control. You can't control that. You can control, you know, your enthusiasm and your emotions and feelings. I mean, you know, I have friends that aren't even AMBIT Energy customers, because they actually think that they're going to be making me more money. And they only know, if they were my personal customers, I would only be making 5 cents in the month. You know, so, you know, some of them, I look at the bills and I'm like, man, I could still save you a little bit of money. They won't do it. You know, they just won't do it. So I kind of gave up on that. And I'm like, well, that's a true friend. That's awesome. You know, I thought you were my good friend, right? But it's okay. You know, they're seeing my success and they're seeing our success because they're in the same place. They live in the same house. They, you know, they're stressed out all the time. And I'm here at home drinking coffee with my wife. So, you know, that would be the one thing that I have to overcome is people that I see so much potential not doing this business. Because there's so many people out there that can do it, they just give up so easy. They give up on their hopes and dreams, and they keep doing the same thing over and over, and they're going to keep getting the same results. You know, Albert Einstein said that you do the same things over and over, and you're going to keep getting the same results. It's not until you change it, you know, and I see it so clearly. I see it so clearly with what we did. We were doing the same thing over and over, and we were getting the same results. Then we changed something. Then I started listening to motivational videos. I started reading books, things that I'd never done before. I started making a change. And here we go, about 3 years, and we've been in business 6 years, but now 3 years later, we're in a totally different place. And all my friends that kept doing the same exact thing are in the same exact place, with the same exact, bills. They still owe money on this, they still owe money on that, and I'm over here on the other hand. You know, right now we're building a home. We're building this house cash because we sold our other house. You know, but I could go on and on and on of how we changed and they stayed there. And that's hard. That hurts because there's so much potential there. They just don't want to do it, and I don't understand why. Amir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of pain in there. I think when someone doesn't want to do a thing, you can't drag them. But you want it so badly for them, too. So let me ask you something on a great note there. Let's talk about your Power Team win, the EC Power Team in 2019. You took lots of people, lots of you. I mean, your whole team was there, but we did. And 2019 was a big year for you. So tell us about what you planned on how you executed, because this was not a win for just you. It was a team win. So how did you execute this?
Well, it wasn't easy, but my senior consultants at the time, and basically everybody, but mostly senior consultants, we kept working hard because they wanted to become executives. And, you know, and they were in my EC code. So, you know, we worked hard to get people to sign up and for people to show up to Ambition. You know, I had people say, hey, you know, I would talk to people and I say, hey, you have to be there. I mean, you have a chance to win in a car. You know, why would you lose that opportunity? You know, at least just sit there for a little bit and listen to maybe something. Oh, I just don't have time. I'm like, what if you win the car? And that just like, oh, yeah, maybe you might be right now. Of course, when they went to Ambition, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is really fun and cool, you know. But then we also had a party at our house. Basically, all my consultants are from, you know, the Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we had a big old party at the house right before Ambition. And I was just looking at the pictures the other day, but it was a huge team. It was a lot of people that went there, and everybody made a commitment to be there. Did I know I was going to win? No, I didn't. I was so nervous. And I remember they called out Coach Alan Johnson's name first, and then it was me and my wife, Denise and Roberto Martinez. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is – I just couldn't believe that's something – that was a big accomplishment because, you know, it was an opportunity for me to be up on stage and to see everybody and everybody cheering. And it was just an amazing feeling. So, you know, if you want to know how we did it, basically it was just telling people that you're going to be having all the fun and they're going to be watching all the pictures and videos online, you know, or on Facebook. So we just basically told everybody that they needed to sign up, especially when Ambit Energy threw the triple bonus when people signed up. That helped us out a lot. And I ain't going to lie, you know, we live in Dallas. I would tell people, how can somebody, and I'm sorry, Amir, but I was like, how can somebody from another state come in and bring more people than us here in Dallas, Texas? How's that going to be possible? Why would that be possible? You know, there's people that travel from all over the country, and we're right down the street from corporate or from, you know, Ambition. So that kind of, we had a group and on WhatsApp and on Facebook, and I would send pictures and say, hey, you know, the Japanese people just came in. You know, and they flew from half the other side of the world, and you don't want to come. You know, come on. You know, so it was a lot of pushing and pressure, but at the end of the day, I think that because we won the EC Power team, it pushed us to getting top 50 in Kamerna the next year because of the momentum that we had going into Ambition and after Ambition. The momentum that you have going out, we had a lot of people promoted. We had a lot of senior consultants, and we even had one executive consultant promoting our business. So we were so blessed and grateful for that. Amir?
It is amazing, sir. It is. I mean, I was so proud of you, and I can't believe you beat Coach again. It was two years in a row. There's 2018 right. And 2019. Yes, yep. He had the second largest team there. But that's all right. Coach always gets that other award. They should just name it after him.
Yeah.
That the most number of senior consultants and executive code. There. So he always wins that. So anyway, no, this is very, very cool. Guys, listen, Robert just gave you the real reason why he's all these things are tied together, one after another. And the next question I'm going to ask you is going to be about something like this also, but I know where it's tying into. It's your attendance. It's the momentum that you create in that attendance going to Ambition. Guys, he does not take, you know, anybody there that is not going to produce. They're going to produce. And they get fired up, and they come back and produce more. So you just heard that. So, Robert, let me share something with the group here. You're part of an elite group of leaders Ambit chose to lead the next generation of Ambit Energy consultants. And I am very honored that I got to, you know, spend some time with you in that group there and learn from you. I mean, tell us why, anybody who's listening right now, whether they have a team or they're just a solo player, why do they need to go to Ambition, sir? I mean, I knew you kind of answered it already, that they should, yeah. But tell them a little
well,
bit.
Well, I mean, Ambition is, you know, it's proven that people that go to Ambition promote a lot quicker after Ambition. You know, why? Because the motivation, you know, the inspiration of just being there, the motivational speakers, you know, and I mean, $200, guys, for this big event. I mean, I think Ambition spends like over $1 million to have this event. I know for a fact it's over $1 million. And they're doing it to grow the team, and not grow the company. But I can promise you that there's something in Ambition, some kind of magic that makes us do a lot better. That it makes us think and say, hey, maybe next year I could be the one up there. Maybe next year I can win that award. You know. And it's that's exactly what we do going into Ambition. But not only, it's not for us, it's for you guys, it's for everybody. You know, it's for the whole team, for the downline, the upline, the sideline, the other sideline, the cross line. It's for everyone. And we're so grateful to be in one of the best companies in the world, which is Ambit Energy. And not just Ambit Energy, Vistra Energy. Vistra has shown us that they care about us. They want Ambit to keep growing, and they continue to do all these events just for us. But we have to show up. That's all we have to do, show up. And yes, when you're coming from out of town, when you're coming from out of state, it's a big sacrifice. It's a big sacrifice. Sometimes people have to ride together, carpool, and all that stuff. I would encourage you to do it. I would encourage you to be there. I promise you, you're not going to regret it. You're not going to regret it because it's not going to be a big, big ambition like the years before. It's going to be a little bit smaller, so it's going to be a lot funner because we're going to be able to interact a lot more. So I hope to see you guys there. I really, really do. And I hope to meet every single one of you guys, and hopefully we can take a big old group picture. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely. I can't wait, Robert. I mean, we just need to spend some time again. I learn a lot every time I talk to you, sir. So let me ask you this. I mean, you and Denise are going to another fight. I just heard that you won your third 5-star. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
For those of us who are not familiar with 5-star, or those of you guys who are not, it's a trip that Robert's going to tell you a little bit about. Can you tell us what the feeling was on the first one, and now that you're professional at it, how did you win this the third time, sir?
Oh, I mean, really and truly, winning the 5-star trip, you know, it's not an individual win. It's a team effort. You know, you really can't win by yourself. It's the team that pushes you and pushes all the numbers to go up. And I'm so grateful, you know, and so blessed that we have the right people in our business. Because this business only works if you have the right people. And those right people want to promote. Those right people want to be at the top. Right? So those, you know, my team, our team basically pushed us to the top. This year, winning the 5-star trip has been a blessing, a huge blessing. We didn't take a vacation this year because we're building our home. And, you know, it's taken a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, to build our dream home. We didn't take a vacation. I've been real tired and real stressed out and everything. And then all of a sudden I get a call from corporate office saying that we want a 5-star trip. So that right there is a big blessing for us to be able to interact with other consultants and be there with corporate office and all that. You know, it's an amazing. Now the feeling of the first 5-star trip, oh my gosh, I just, you know, we couldn't believe it when we won it. We couldn't wait for that date to come up when we, you know, when we go to the airport. You know, we had our tickets, and you know, and it, guys, everything is paid for you. Everything is done. You don't have to pay for airfare. You don't have to pay for, you know, any food over there, really. You know, you even get spending money. Remember when we went to the Bahamas? I think we got $500 to play at the casino. Everybody. So, you know, like I said, once you win the first 5-star trip, you want to keep winning. You want to keep going. And the only way to keep winning is to keep, you know, making things happen in Ambit, bringing in more people. You know, just keep pushing this business. Mayor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely, guys. I know this is a topic, guys, I want to ask Robert, because he is a top 50 income earner. And to get to the top 50 income earner, I mean, I think from his numbers, he's probably more like top 20 and top 30. Guys, listen, he is way up on the top there. Now, to win it 3 times in a row, what kind of momentum? What did you need, Robert? I mean, this is a lesson for a lot of people. Like, how did you do this? There's a magic formula to it. What is your magic formula, sir?
Really and truly, just calling the people, basically your team and yourself, helping each other out and knowing how the point system works with the 5-star. And also, not just the point system, but bringing in more people to Ambition. And this year, you know, we're going to be real close to hopefully winning the EC Power Team. We were ranked number three for the EC Power Team. So, with all those people that have signed up to Ambition, that also creates the points. So, that's one of the reasons we wanted 3 times in a row as well. And most of the times that we've won have been, you know, for Ambition, because that's where you get more points to winning this 5-star trip. But really, truly, it's the team. You know, we couldn't win it. We couldn't do anything without the team. The team is the one that makes us, is making us look good, and it's making us, you know, it's making us who we are, basically. So that the formula, putting more value on your team. If you put value on your team, you're going to grow. You know, if you don't put value on your team, then, you know, it just means that you don't care. You don't care for them. They also feel that that they're not worth anything, right? But when you put value on someone, you're going to grow. And that's exactly what you need to do, is just put value on them. Yeah.
That's fantastic, sir. I know we're coming to the almost to the end of our call, sir. I just have one more question.
Sure.
And this is related to your building of the new house, sir. So most of us aspire that one day we will get to build or live in a dream home. And you're already doing it. You're almost moved into your new house. And it's magnificent, guys. If you haven't seen pictures of Robert's house, Robert and Denise's house, I mean, you will be amazed what he has done, what he has been able to accomplish. So what was that journey like? I mean, you know, getting to the point where you say, hey, I am going to build my dream home, and having the finances to do that, sir.
Yeah, so a lot of sacrificing, but also, you know, if you look at my vision board from 3-4 years ago, I had this house on my vision board, you know, and it's, That has played a big part, the vision. And, you know, I could tell you one thing that I owe, you know, this house is being built. You know, I owe it to our Ambit Energy Consultants, you know, to you guys, to the presentations that we attended, to the ambitions that we went to the simulcasts that we went to as well. Why? Because there was something here, something that I've heard from you, your team, somebody down the line said one word
made a big difference. And I'm not talking about one specific ward. I'm talking about that every time I went to a presentation, every time I got on a call, every time I got on a Zoom call, every time I went to Ambition, there was something that motivated me. And there was one word or one phrase that I took in. And I said, oh, that makes sense. Gosh, I never thought about that. That makes excellent sense is what I would say. And I'd be like, okay, I get that. And that's when my mind started to change. It was my mindset that changed. And how we got the finances to build our home, Ambit Energy has paid us a lot of money. But, the home that we built, we sold the home that we had, you know, that we've been living for 14 years. Our home was paid for, and we sold it. We moved to another location. We moved to another zip code. We bought a home, another house, a little house, while we were building our dream home. Well, I take that back. We moved to a little house. We had bought a little bit of a lot, basically a lot, but we built a really nice house. And then my wife Denise found this beautiful lot on 6 acres. So we're like, okay, so we're gonna build a house and we're gonna sell it. We had the money from the other house that we owned. We built the house. We sold that house, made some money, and now we're building our dream home. And one thing that I can tell you is that I hope that you guys, when you guys come to Ambition, I hope that you guys come and see the house. I love showing it. Just the other day, Coach Alan Johnson was here at the house. He came by and walked around it and saw it. And we're going to have a big post-Ambition party as well. So if you guys can make it to the post-Ambition, I invite you to come. It's going to be, corporate office is going to be here as well. We've been talking about them about it. And I was going to do the party before Ambition, but they told me if we could do it post-Ambition just because they're real busy right now preparing everything for Ambition. But, you know, it has been a dream of ours to be able to build our home. We have no builder. There's no builder. I'm the builder. I'm the one, choosing everything. Basically, me and my wife have been choosing everything. How, you know, what way do we want this door to be? You know, what way do we want it to open, left or right? You know, and I've been in the construction business for a long time, and I just used all my knowledge into this home. And I hope that you guys can make it. You know, I hope that you guys can make it out here. And, you know, one of the talks me and my wife were talking about the other day is like, you know, we may not have the $1 million jacket yet. We may not have it in Ambit Energy, but we do have our $1 million house. And that's what we wanted. We wanted a home where we could come in and feel like we were on vacation. Just the other day we were eating in our kitchen. Of course we had no stove yet, you know, no refrigerator yet because we got all those things unordered. But we got food from the restaurant. We brought it over to the house and we were eating. And I told my girls, doesn't this feel like a resort? Doesn't it feel like when you go to Florida or we go somewhere to Mexico and we're like, oh, this is so nice. Look at this place. It's beautiful. You know, it's too bad that we're only here for a week and then it's done. We're gone. And they're like, oh, yeah, it does kind of feel like that, you know, because we're at a new place. But this is our resort. We get to call it home. We get to come here every day. And I don't know if you've had this feeling that when you go on vacation and then you come back home and you're like, oh, back to the home, back to the house, back to the routine, right? You had so much fun on the vacation. You're back at the routine. But it really doesn't feel like that here because I just got back from San Antonio today, like an hour before we got on the call. And as soon as we drove up, we're like, we just feel that sense of relaxation, you know, for being in our home. And, you know, I hope that maybe Sunday after Ambition, maybe Sunday if time permits, if some people are staying an extra day and time permits, we could come to the house. We can come on, you know, Sunday after Ambition, you know, if time permits and everything, I'll drive you, anybody, to come see the house. Really and truly, it's only 35 minutes south of the Omni. It's not that far at all. It's at least 32, 35 minutes. If any of you guys are eager to see it and walk it, I love to show the house. I love to just walk through it because we put a lot of taste of ours, our taste into the house. And Denise, she has been great with selections. You know, she's a woman. She's picked out all the tiles for the restrooms and fixtures and all that good stuff. It has been so much fun. It's been stressful, but right now it's been so much fun just by looking at the accomplishment. So I really hope that, you know, that I'm not the only one that builds this house. I hope that I'm not the only one that builds a dream home. I hope that every single one of you get to do it as well. Because right now, we're in the process of building two more homes for two Ambit Energy consultants. One of them is executive consultant Jared Abshire. I'm the builder for his beautiful home up in McKinney. And I'm also building another one, which is a national consultant, Elizabeth Jimenez. I am building her home, you know, as well. And I know that they got inspired. They told me that they got inspired when they came to the house. They were inspired and said, hey, I want a home too. I want a house too. What do I need to do? And I explained to them everything from you know, because I know the whole process. And they were having trouble finding somebody to trust to build their home. And I said, hey, you know what? I've already built two homes. This is my second one. And they saw what they liked. So right now we're building their house. So I am so blessed to being able to also change their life and being able to build their dream home. So it's been great, Mia. It really has. And I really appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your Sunday to listen to our conversation. Mia.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. Thank you. Guys, I'm going to open the lines up so you can profusely thank this gentleman because – you know, I'm sorry I'm choking up a little bit, Robert, but brother, you have changed many, many lives, and you'll change thousands and thousands more. And I'm taking you up on that offer Sunday. I will change by flight if I have to, but I'll stay a little longer, and I want to come see your house. If anybody wants to come with me, let me know. I'll be at the Omni. I'll send you Robert's numbers. Just give me a call, and I'll give you Robert's number. We'll arrange it. We'll make that happen. Because this is a vision builder. That's the main reason why. I mean, they need to see what can Ambit do. Because Brian McClure always talked about, like, you know, if you're wanting something, let Ambit do it for. I mean, do it for you. Let Ambit get it for you. If you're wanting something, if you have a vision of achieving somewhere, let Ambit pay for it. And you've done that, and you've shown it to us that how it's possible. So let me just go ahead and open the lines up, sir. I can't believe that this has been an amazing call.
Thank you.
There's a whole journey in it. There's a couple of books already you have taught us. So give me one second, sir. One second.